Magic 95.9 on Baltimore's best variety of R&B. Sitting here live in the studio, Don D.C. Curry. The first thing I want to ask you is about Aunt Sugar from next Friday. My sugar bowl.
Yeah.
Kim Whitley.
Yeah, Kim Whitley, that's right.
That's something. That's the first thing you want to ask about somebody else.
She didn't look like she was doing a whole lot of acting to me.
Because she could take a good spanking, boy. We did about 20 takes. I tan it up.
They're talking about doing another one, aren't they?
They're talking about doing another. They get Chris Tucker to cooperate. Right.
Why is he not?
What's well, the... you want no truth?
Yeah.
You and I?
Yes.
It seems as though his people, or him, or whoever, think that for him now to do an urban show would be a step backwards for him. Whereas I totally disagree. You never abandon the folk that made you in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in Baltimore.
Yeah, let's get to the business at hand before we run out of time. Factory.
That's right. Tonight?
Two tomorrow night.
You got two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night. Nothing on Sunday?
No, Sunday Easter, man.
That's right. Yeah, we had
to. You go to church, everybody going to be commented out after Easter Sunday at church.
Yeah, that's going to be funny
enough. Ain't nothing funnier than Easter at church.
Uh-oh, wait a minute now.
Fashion
that's
show.
That's what I'm talking about. You didn't think I was talking about Jesus now.
Even though.
Right.
Hopefully he has a sense of humor.
Let's hope
so. I just finished a TV series called Black Jesus.
Oh. Really?
And if it don't send me to hell, it's going to be very funny.
Now it's a comedy, I assume?
It's a comedy TV series by right. Aaron Magruder. I don't know if you heard of Boondocks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. He did the Boondocks. I was part of the cast of Boondocks, and now he's done this TV series.
And he held
Black
you over
Jesus.
For this one, huh?
Yeah.
You must have been impressed him.
So the Boondocks is coming back. Are you going to be on this season?
No. In fact, Aaron Magruder, who created and wrote the Boondocks, is not on this season. He bailed out.
I know. How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's going to survive.
Mm-hmm. Without his direction, you think?
It was his baby, thing? And he created it, and he's a...
wrote most of the episodes.
He's a different kind of cat, man.
Yeah.
And it's evident in this new series that he's written, which is not an animation. This is an actual...
Live action
sitcom will be the first live action sitcom on that network.
We're waiting for it. Has the pilot been picked up? Or
it's been picked up. He got a deal, and the last episode is shooting this week. I'm not in the last episode, and it's already done deal. We shot 12 episodes.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we're running out of time really, really fast here. What else are you going to be in coming up that we can look to see you in?
I will be in Baltimore at the Comedy Factory tonight.
Yeah, really, you can see me like tonight, right? Yeah.
See me now, see me when.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's the only project I have coming up, man. I have a project of my own called, it's about comedy on the road. It's called No Chit, as in Chitlin, sir.
Right.
Mm. But it's about life on the road as a comic, kind of a reality / drama show.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah. It's shaping up.
It's about the hard times.
It's about the hard times.
The struggles.
Club to club.
Right. I can only
the
imagine.
Disrespect you receive.
Yeah. Your money ain't right.
Money ain't
the
right.
Hotel rate ain't
hotel
right.
Hotel ain't right.
Yeah, ain't nobody at the airport
car
to pick
ain't
you up.
Right. Right. Nobody there pick you up. Nobody answer the phone.
The wrong
sound
weekend.
Like you know something about this, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a little taste of it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been out there a little taste. That's why I'm here.
That's
I had enough taste to bring my head
back. That's
yeah. Don D.C. Curry, listen, man, we really, really enjoy you. We're glad you came by.
Thank
and
you,
didn't
man.
Do a phoner because we know it'd be so much better with you here.
It's always better to see y'all.
Yeah. Thank you for coming by. We'll see you this weekend at the Comedy Factory and continue success. You're one of the good ones. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.